head. And I know you had something to do with what happened to my brother, Quick.
Yo, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's bullshit, man. You know what I'm talking about.
You broke my nose, man. Yo, man, I'ma say it one more time. I don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about, and I suggest y'all let me go on my way.
Oh, really? Oh, really? I suggest you kiss my ass, Quick. Only way you going home is shot, motherfucker. What the hell you think you're doing with that little shit? Stop it! Stop it! Don't shoot that little motherfucker no more! Fuck this.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
Teach. Party people, what's going on, y'all? Big Mike coming at you live at the Red Max City Limits Radio Show, Philosopher King Central. We up in this bitch, man. Yeah, it's tinfoil hat time, fellas. Tinfoil hat, grab your popcorn, man. Yeah, let's philosophize. Let's pontificate. I have to do this at least once a month so I don't go crazy. Even though everyone already, you know, has that feeling, that, should I say, that realization that I'm nuts. I'm crazy. I'm a nutbag, right? Okay. Well, we'll see about that. Especially since we are living knee-deep in the shit that I said was going to manifest, man, at least 20 years ago. Yeah, man, when I came back from the military, I was spitting that wisdom, Jack. Yeah, boy. So right now, what's kind of prompting this, man, is, I mean, you really seriously have people who are just living on a different plane, different dimension, living in a matrix. They seriously are. And how we get to that point, there's certain individuals, they're just deprived of information, or they're allowed access to information and knowledge that other people are not. So what we have here is an info war. Not to bite and steal my man Alex Jones swag. But that's what we got here, man. We got an info war, man. You can always tell an individual that ain't really reading nothing. They're not really studying nothing. They're not really cross-examining shit. They're not taking information from different varied sources. From right, from left, from moderate. I mean, I could tell. There's no doubt about that. And one of the individuals that I could tell, of course, is my uncle. My uncle is the shit, man. He is the most awesome nigga ever, man. Most positive nigga ever. Hardly ever seen him mad, angry, upset. Cool as a cucumber, man. You know what I mean? I mean, he's the life of the party, man. Wow, man. And really a really giving person, a real compassionate person, man. But when it comes to knowledge of the world, oh my God, my uncle is abysmal, horrible, don't know shit. Mm-mm. All he do is watch network TV. Everything that he regurgitate, everything he spit, everything he spout, you can tell it came from CNN or MSNBC. I'm like, God damn, nigga. Man, like, and what kind of irritates me, and not just with my uncle, man, but just people of his ilk, is you can tell they're just pigeonholed into just gathering information from one source or from one side of a source, right? And I'm just like, hey, man, why don't you listen to Al Jazeera or the BBC or, man, what's that one joint, man? That the Russians got, man. They got their own network. I forget what it's called, man. I ain't listened to them in a while, man. But man, I'm trying to listen to news outlets from all over the goddamn world, man. And you would just be surprised just how much different what they're saying versus what we're saying. Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. And through the age-old art or the forgotten art of just comparing and contrasting and looking at this, that, and a third, and cross-referencing and cross-examining shit, then you must come to a informed and knowledgeable conclusion about the subject matter. You just can't listen to the left. You just can't listen to the right. You just can't listen to Democrats. You just can't listen to Republicans. And, you know, you have to have a somewhat working knowledge of historical issues and historical facts and historical events, which my uncle does not have. Obviously, he does not. Even though he is, you know, 20-something years older than me, you know, he just don't know shit. Case in point, he was whining and bitching about Trump. Now, this is like when Trump first invaded the Ukraine. And he was just like, oh, we need to go over there and stop him from being in Ukraine. I'm not for that. Fuck that. We got to go over there. We got to stop him. And, you know, he has no business doing that. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm like, are you familiar with the Cuban Missile Crisis? He was just like, yeah. I'm like, you don't sound like it. And he was like, well, so, you know, he does what he usually does. He kind of rolls his eyes, smacks his teeth. Be like, what about the Cuban Missile Crisis? I'm like, well, we had Russia going down to Cuba trying to set up shop, trying to set up nukes. And guess what we did? We went on the offensive. We said, hey, you keep playing games like that, man, you know, we gonna blow you out the water. Yeah, Cuba will be no more. We'll nuke that shit. We'll take that shit off the map. We'll take the Cubans and the little Russian task force that you got over there trying to set up shop. Yeah, we'll burn you to a crisp. Don't try it. Do not try it. He's like, so? I'm like, so what do you think is happening now? It's just a reworking of history. NATO is trying to put nukes right at Russia's front door. He's like, huh? I'm like, yeah, Ukraine. NATO wants to use Ukraine as a launching pad, man, for an offensive. Shit. They want to be able to beat Russia to the punch. And so, yeah, that's what Putin saw to you about it. Putin, man, for the past five, six years, been warning Ukraine, been warning America, been warning NATO. Stop playing games, man. Get off my porch. Stop playing games, man. Get off my front lawn. Or there's going to be some slow singing and flower bringing. Yeah. Back the fuck up, man. So, you know, he was just looking like, huh? I'm like, it's the same shit. So you want to condemn Putin. You want to condemn Russia for the same shit that we did in the 60s. How we reacted. We reacted with war. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But fortunately for Cuba, and fortunately for the Russians, they backed down. So there was no need to jump froggy. There was no need for no bloodshed. At least not on a mass scale. You had minor skirmishes, but you never had any prolonged, protracted military operation. But since America would not listen, Ukraine would not listen, NATO would not listen, Putin had no choice but to lock and load his shit, man. He had no choice, man. He's like, I've been warning you. I've been telling you, stop the bullshit, man. And so, you know, that's the kind of shit I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with people that are not informed. They're not reading. They're not studying. They don't know history. Or, and might I say, the IQs are not, they're just kind of slow. They're just kind of slow. What I mean by that, once again, going back to the ability to see a thing and to see it for what the fuck it really is, and to connect the dots and to cross-reference. What do you mean by that? Well, I'll tell you what I mean by that. Once again, Ben Mike has been around for a long time. I was around to see when Trump was the darling. He was the apple of everybody's eye, especially the black community and the hip-hop community, man. Niggas love Trump. Trump. Niggas was always in love with Trump. I want to be like Trump. I want to be rich like Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. Oh, yeah, man. Trump was the bee's knees, the cat's meow, bro. Then all of a sudden, once he actually makes a bid for the presidency and gets in office, And all of a sudden, the smear campaign. Oh, the smear campaign that just comes from out of nowhere. A blitzkrieg of just negativity, dog. You know what I'm saying? CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox to a degree, man. Everybody taking shots at him. He's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's evil. He hates Muslims. He's this, he's that, he's that, he's this. And I'm like, wait a minute now. When did that happen? I'm like, y'all never said that before. Now all of a sudden, you're saying that? Well, where's your proof? Okay, where's your proof? Then they go all the way back to the 1970s and 60s about, you know, housing discrimination and the Central Park 5. And I'm like, hey, look, he could be just an asshole and not want to rent the motherfuckers because he wants money. Money is the bottom line. And if he think you ain't got it, you ain't getting in his shit. And if he has a preconceived notion that certain folks of an ethnic persuasion ain't got the loot, you know what I mean? I mean, I can relate because that's what me and my granddaddy used to do. We used to look at people with a discerning eye and used to think to ourselves, does this individual have the money to pay their rent on time? And yeah, we did a lot of analyzing and scrutinizing, and some would consider it on some stereotyping, some stereotypical shit. And we used to judge folks. Central Park 5. Oh, yeah, and also, might I add that case that he had to go through about that real estate discrimination bullshit, man, or that renting situation, man. He did not actually get a guilty verdict in that. I believe they just settled out of court because it was just a fucking headache. Who wants to deal with that bullshit, man? But yeah, Central Park 5. Yeah, he wants to hang criminals, people that rape other folks. Y'all automatically conclude that that's racist. Okay, alright. But I'm here to tell you, even if it did come from a so-called racist slant, what the fuck that got to do with the presidents? What the fuck that got to do with the presidents? Because if he's in office, and if he's doing shit that's cool for black folks, he's not doing anything legislative-wise or policy-wise that fucks with your black ass. But you want to go all the way back to the, you know, early 90s or the late 80s or the late 70s to whine and bitch about some shit you ain't got no business bitching about. Yo, did the man give you low gas? Did the man give you affordable housing? Did he give you opportunity zones? Did he give you a proliferation of good jobs? Did he have the border closed? Did he give the HBCUs rhythm some love? Did he pardon black folks out of prison that didn't have no business still being in prison? Did he get black folks out of prison overseas? You got all of this cool shit that this nigga done did, and I gotta hear some pea brain motherfucker talk about he was brought up on charges back in the 60s and 70s for unfair housing and discrimination. Oh, man, fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here. Man, there's a such thing called weighing the scales. Weigh the scales of the situation. Over here, you got liberal bitch boys crying about what the fuck he did or supposed to have did 30, 40 years ago. And here he is 4 or 5 years ago doing all that cool shit for black folks, man, for Americans in general. He just didn't bless black folks, man, but it was an American thing. Good jobs. Good prices on food. Good prices on gas. HBCUs getting money. Brothers getting out of prison. Opportunity zone. I mean, I can go on, man. Don't make me beat a dead horse, man. You know, and then you got that one thing, this one thing, man, which is obvious, man. You're looking at the coordinated efforts. The concentrated efforts of a lot of people in government and corporations to actually do something bad to this dude. Now, anybody with an ounce of brain power will look at, let's see all these indictments. All these indictments came around at the same time, man, within like 3 months of each other. They hitting Trump with all sorts of indictments. Slam, 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 slam. All at the same time. Now, a thinking man would sit back and say, wow, that's interesting. Everyone has this coordinated effort, coordinated attack, trying to get this dude, man. That's odd. Let me sit back and let me really analyze and critique this. Let me see. Then you look at the cases, man, and you see that the cases are weak sauce. Yeah, you see they're weak sauce. Because everything that they trying to bring him on charges for, every white man and every politician and every corporate bigwig and they mama do it all the time. All the time. Presidents always have their hands on top secret documents. But DOJ don't never really trip about that shit. When Trump do it, oh, it's the issue. It's a problem. That real estate fuck shit that's going on with, what's her name? Tisha James, is that her name? When they trying to pin fraud on Trump up in New York because they say that he overvalued his property in Mar-a-Lago. And I'm like, well, no, even if he did that, and if the government, and if the bank agreed to that price of that property, then what the problem is? And not to mention, I mean, what the problem is, but he paid the bank back. So where's the fraud? You can't have a crime if there's no victim. But now all of a sudden, you know, we want to prosecute people and want to lock them up and fine them and shit for a victimless crime. He paid the bank back. You know, you look at the weak shit that they doing, man, and then you see down, let me get started on Georgia. With that Fannie Willis bitch. Man, if there's justice in the universe, she gonna do a little bit of time for all that perjury she been doing, all that lying, man. Yeah, trying to lock him up, talking about we gonna put him on RICO because he tried to defraud the state of Georgia because of his phone call that he made to some dude talking about firing me 10,000 more votes. I'm like, so? Find me 10,000 votes, man. Like, look under the bed. Look under the desk. Look everywhere. I mean, y'all may have missed spots. Y'all may have misplaced some votes. Find them. I guess when they say, he said, find me some more votes, I guess he meant print some out of thin air or something. Bottom line, man, that phone call is weak sauce, man. When he said, find me some more votes, what he meant was, man, look around the office. See if you can find some more legit voting ballots. But it's a conspiracy. No, RICO Act, RICO charges. So you're looking at the timing of everybody throwing these cases at him, and you look at how weak all the cases are. I mean, you a discerning man, a man with some logic, with some thinking skills, should look at it and be like, something don't taste right. Something don't smell right here. What's the odds of everybody wanting to do this all at the same time? And if you know the Democrats' modus operandi, you already know that they want to interfere in the election process. They want to stop the public, man, from being able to vote who they want in. That's why they was trying to take them off the ballot. But fortunately, the Supreme Court, I said, no, you can't do that. States cannot interfere in the federal elections. Can't do it. And then, of course, you have all of these cases coming at the same time in order to try and make Trump focus all of his attention and energies on court issues and trying to stay the fuck out of prison instead of actually campaigning. Once again, Democrats, election interference. Not allowing you, the citizen, not giving you, the citizen, the say-so on who you want to put in office. They're going to make that decision for you. Thus, we have the nanny state, the Marxist left, doing the work of Satan himself. Yeah, man, don't take a genius to see where this is going and who's doing it and why they're doing it. Nah. Case in point, another test in IQ. IQ. Trump recently said in a speech, he's like, hey, the black community rock with me, man. You know, they was really understanding my plight when they seen me on a mugshot. Excuse me, seen my mugshot on a t-shirt. And he said, yeah, the black community, they seem to resonate with that. They seem to understand what that means and what that's all about. Then you get these stupid ass niggas out here talking about, how dare he compare himself to black folks? How dare he? We've been oppressed for 400 years. And he a billionaire. He ain't got no reason to be trying to insult us by talking about how he is the same as us, or how we are in the same sort of situation and all of this shit, man. You know, they was trying to make it seem like, once again, Trump was trying to throw shade on black folks, man. I'm like, that's not what he's saying at all. He's not trying to give any sort of false equivalencies about my plight is worse than yours and that and vice versa. He was simply saying that black folks, once they seen him being unjustly persecuted, and the proof was in the pudding, when they seen that t-shirt with that mugshot on it, Trump was simply saying, there's anybody that can relate to him in this present predicament, in this present situation, it would be the black community, because the black community has been railroaded and thrown under the bus ever since the inception of this country. Black people have been lied on, lied to, sentenced to die and sentenced to time by kangaroo courts, which is exactly what they're doing to Trump right now as I speak. This is all he was saying. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But instead, you know, you got the liberal left. And remember, Malcolm warned you about the liberal left. He told you they're wolves in sheep's clothing, man. Yeah, Trump was just keeping it a buck. He was keeping it 100. Hey, look, if there's anybody that understands and overstands what's going on here and can see through the bullshit, it's the black community. Hence the reason why, you know, there's that huge uptick in black support. Because black folks, man, they know the bullshit when they see it. And so now I'm like, God damn, well, it's about time you niggas finally woke the fuck up, man. Been trying to wake niggas up for the past 4 years about Trump, man. I'm like, shit, man. Like, how in the hell is it just this easy to brainwash niggas, man? And then, you know, you be trying to, you know, clue your people in on shit like COINTELPRO, man, and Project Paperclip, and CIA programs like Project Mockingbird and shit, man. Things that are heavily oriented towards propaganda and brainwashing of the masses, man. But once again, you know, niggas still be looking at you like deers in the headlights and shit. And that's why, once again, people are always, you know, to this very day, they still be tripping. I'm like, oh, man, you was pro-black. How you switch to Trump? I'm like, because I'm still pro-black, man. But the funny thing is, you don't understand. Trump is pro-black. That's the problem. Niggas don't have the intelligence to actually see when they got somebody that's on their squad, that's actually on their team. But instead, they listening to stupid shit on MSNBC and CNN. It's like, God damn, man. Jesus. So now, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't think, even though my heart, it feels good to see Trump doing really good, man. How these cases are crumbling and falling, man, and I want to see him get back in office. You know, I want to see the righteous win. I want to see the underdog win, bruh. You know what I mean? But, man, the powers that be, the oligarchs, the globalists, man, they've come too far. They've come way too far to just play nicey-nice and let him mosey on in there. Yeah, man, they not... I don't care what nobody say, man, even though my boy Trump, he's trying to win by playing it fair and square, man. Look, these Democrats, these socialists, these elites, these oligarchs, man, these globalists, they done came too far. They done exposed theyself. Either they gonna assassinate him. I don't know what else they can do to act. I mean, because they already did the COVID shit where they did the illegal ballot harvesting, man. Where they did the shady ass counting votes from dead people. And, you know, man, yeah, they already did that. They already did that thing where, you know, where everybody seen Trump was winning around 10, 11 o'clock at night. Everybody went to sleep and everybody woke up. Then miraculously, he was losing. Yeah, man. Miraculously. Just, yeah, no one was really keeping an eye on the hen house, man. Everybody was asleep. Then all of a sudden, thousands of ballots just came flooding in from out of nowhere. Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's almost impossible to have a conversation with most niggas, man, because they just don't have the what I would like to say, the necessary pertinent information to have the conversation. Because I'm trying to talk about policy, and all you niggas want to talk about is your fucking feelings. How you feel. And how your feelings was hurt because what he did in the 70s. And I keep saying, man, hey, maybe that's true. Maybe he did have some sort of racist tendencies back then when he was renting. It didn't manifest when he was president, because everything he did while he was president, man, hey, check this shit out. I done told y'all. Being a bona fide trick sugar daddy extraordinaire, look, man, when Trump was in office, them broads, man, they was horrified, man, because they just knew Trump was going. I mean, they was buying into the bullshit like everybody else. You know, they thought Trump was going to cut everything. You wasn't going to get shit under Trump. A year go by, maybe like a year and a half, then all of a sudden, I'm starting to see, like, hey, man, what's going on with my phone? My phone is quiet. It's cold. It ain't white hot. Why ain't nobody calling me? Chicks ain't calling no more, man. Like, what's going on here? Man, I come to find out, man, there's all sorts of jobs springing up, man. The economy is doing really good, man. Bitches is getting loans so they can get vehicles and shit. And they can actually put gas in their car. Gas is cheap. Well, what's going on? Don't nobody need no sugar daddy. Don't nobody need no sugar? Don't nobody need no sponsors? Yeah, nigga, 2 years into the presidency, man. Yeah, bitches was living good. Yeah, man, so y'all can't sell me on the fact that the economy wasn't booming or that Trump wasn't that nigga. Because shit, them bitches was eating out here. They didn't have to call Big Mike for shit. But I guess this is something that you would never know unless you were bona fide sugar daddy or you run a business. If you run a business, or if you're on that sugar daddy shit, I mean, that means that you really monitoring your wallet, monitoring your pockets, and you kind of have to monitor the pockets of others at the same time. And I'm here to tell you, we was in a good position, man, when Trump was in office, and real good. But now, we juxtapose that. Oh, it is horrible out here, man. You know, I got all sorts of people calling me, asking for this and that. And, you know, family and friends needing help. I just recently had to call my boy, Vector, for a loan. Yeah, that's right, man. I don't ever call nobody for no loan, man. I ended up, you know, my wheelchair broke. The wheel on it snapped off. And I was in the fucking hospital and shit, man, and you know, I'm like, man, you know, I'm having issues trying to get back home. But once I get back home, I can't do shit because I ain't got no wheelchair and shit, man. I just like, man, I need to get this wheelchair fixed, but I'm flat broke. The economy done ate up my goddamn money. I ain't got no money, man. So, man, I'm like, fuck. One of the rare few times I actually got to swallow my pride and call somebody for help, man. And at the same time, I got 8-9 people calling me wanting help. Yeah, I'm like, God damn, boy. Biden got the whole joint fucked up. And then what be killing me is everybody can see that it's fucked up. But the same people that'll call you for a loan because they know shit is fucked up, you ask them who they gonna vote for, half of them will still say Biden. Yeah, man, really? Half of them still say Biden. I'm like, you can't fix stupid. You really can't. And I be like, nigga, did you used to call me for help when Trump was in office? No. Well, why are you calling me now when Biden is in office? Oh, man, that ain't Biden's fault. I'm like, ah. All right, well, nigga, the answer's no. Fuck out of here, man. You know, you too stupid to lend money to. Too fucking stupid. But yeah, man, look. I be rotating, man. I be, everything that I'm listening to, that I'm looking at, and that I'm scrutinizing, and I'm seeing, you know, manifested, man, in politics right now. This is all stuff, yeah, and this will be killing me. Some niggas be like, man, you get that from Alex Jones. You get that from Alex Jones. I'm like, nigga, I was doing this Alex Jones shit before there was Alex Jones, nigga. God damn, I read COINTELPRO, Silent Weapons for Silent Wars, Behold a Pale Horse, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Man, I done read them all, Jack, and all of them books said exactly what the fuck is going on now. I done read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, George Orwell's Animal Farm, and 1984, and all of that stated what's happening now. So fuck out of here with that. You listen to Alex Jones. You listen to Alex Jones. It's not that I don't listen to Alex Jones. Yeah, I do listen. Why? Because yes, Alex does hit me to some things that I don't know. But man, look. It's an info war. It's real. You got to get the information, man. You got to get the right information to have any sort of discourse, any sort of debate with certain individuals, man. Good luck trying to debate somebody who only listens to CNN and MSNBC. I keep abreast of the bullshit. I listen to CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Young Turks. I listen to liberal and conservative sources, man. But at any rate, I just wanted to get that off my chest, man, because, you know, just talking to stupid people sometimes, you know, it frustrates me to no end, man. I just got to get on here and just vent, get it off my chest, man. Now, once again, understand if... Yeah, so like I said, man, if you don't fuck with Trump, don't rock with Trump because of his policies... Then, hey man, it is what it is. But that's not what I'm seeing. That's not what I'm experiencing. People are out there mad, hopping mad at this motherfucker for, I have no idea why they're so goddamn mad. I just like, what did this nigga do to you, man? Like, did he piss in your cornflakes? I mean, what's going on? I mean, just a visceral hate. I'm like, man, that ain't nothing but that Project Mockingbird, man. That COINTELPRO brainwashing propaganda shit, man, is going through that TV. God damn, but not only the TV now, it's also coming through the internet, man. Shit, yeah, they done took over the internet now as well. But yeah, man, I mean, you go ahead, you do that. You ask somebody like, okay, why do you hate Trump so much? And what you will get, he did such and such in 1975. He talked bad about black folk in 1985. Then I'll be like, all right, well, give me an example of something that he did while he was in his presidency that was bad for you. Besides, have low food, clothing, shelter, gas, opportunity zones, get niggas out of jail. I mean, did you weigh those scales? Did you see what he did in them 3 years before COVID hit? He was a nigga's best motherfucking man, best friend. But you want to go all the way back, you know, the 1960s, just like the stupid ass TV told your ass to do. Oh, TV said. I give a fuck what the TV said, nigga. I'm eating over here. Man, I got man fucking with my nigga Uncle Trump, man. My pockets is fat, nigga. Got $1.50 a gallon gas, nigga. And then my favorite one is, oh man, the president don't decide the gas. He don't decide the price. Well, we'll see. When he get back in office, if that shit dip one more time, right? Because it's been my understanding that the president, he can add some good shit in the mix. Some incentives for corporations to actually lower prices for the gas, to give the common man some love and some rhythm, man. There's certain things that the president can do. If I can help foster a strong economy by making gas extremely affordable, because when gas is not affordable, everything else shoots and skyrockets up with the gas. So yeah, man, always ask and quiz people, man. Like, you know, I'm talking to folks and they like, Trump is dangerous. He's the most dangerous president ever. I'm like, qualify that. Expound on that. Unpack that. What do you mean? What does that mean, he's dangerous? Dangerous about what? Dangerous to who? In what way, in what manner is he dangerous? Then typically what they'll do is they'll look at me like a deer in their headlights and they'll just be like, he's just dangerous. He's dangerous. Yeah, that's how you can tell someone has a low IQ and they don't know how to think. They do not know how to connect dots. Because if I tell you I don't like somebody and I tell you they're dangerous, I can tell you implicitly why they're dangerous and why you shouldn't fuck with them. Like, I can sit here and tell you that Joe Biden is dangerous. But unlike them, I can tell you why. Biden is dangerous because he is flirting with disaster with Ukraine and Russia and nuclear war. Biden's dangerous because he's an influence peddler, man. When it comes to politics and when it comes to issues and policies, he's for sale. He don't give a fuck about you, the common man. All he cares about is money and the corporations. That's all he cares about. So he's dangerous in that regard. Joe Biden's dangerous. Why is he dangerous? Because the motherfucker can't think his way out of a wet paper bag. The DOJ just basically stated that he cannot be brought up on any sort of charges when it comes to those top secret documents. Why, they said? Because he lacks the mental cohesion to even stand trial. Oh, well, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? So he has the mental acuity to be the president and make presidential decisions, which he's not. He's not really the one actually making the choices in the White House. God knows who actually is. Yeah, he can be the president, but he can't stand trial. See, this is the mind of an individual that connects dots and that can think. So this tells me that the DOJ is full of shit. You can't tell me that he can't stand trial for doing some bullshit, for breaking the law, and then at the same time state that, yeah, but he has the mental acuity to actually run, govern, and lead the United Goddamn States. No, I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, Jack. But anyway, I rambled on. Got that off my chest. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'll divide this up into two parts. I don't know. Shit. Well, anyway, Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show. Philosopher King Central. And we out. And we out. And we out. Yeah.
love, everything about you. Your smile, your style is so fly, I can't deny. I got a crush on you, and that's true indeed. And I'm digging you, you make me believe that your love is on and on. It goes on and on and on. You give me a really good feeling.
Love it, baby, love it, baby, love it, baby.